Hi, and welcome to a special edition of the Climate Minute, a special climate strike edition of the Climate Minute. The show is for the week of September 22nd and comprises mostly little snippets of sound that I was able to collect at the climate strike on Friday, September 20th, 2019. The crowd gathered on City Hall Plaza in Boston. It was sunny, hot, quite noisy. The crowd was comprised of people of all ages, but primarily activist young people, which was a great thing to see. So rather than listen to me talk, what I'll do is I'll try and cue up the different pieces of sound I have, and you can pretend you're at the rally yourself, okay? The first little bit is from a woman speaking on divestment. So here you go.
Beyond that, divestment is a tactic. Justice is the goal. As we saw when it choked relations with apartheid South Africa and big tobacco, divestment lets us take local action with global impact. Already, over $11 trillion has been divested from fossil fuel companies worldwide, including by over 45 U.S. colleges. And now, people are reinvesting in sustainable and ethical business for our communities. A much larger picture. It is part of a collective call for all of our institutions to do better. 7 years after Hurricane Sandy, the need for action is clearer than ever. So today, in addition to supporting the demands of this strike, I'm asking you all to join me in calling on our universities to divest. Institutions that you're a part of, because chances are your schools, faith organizations, and pension funds invest in the fossil fuel industry and they need to divest too. And finally, I'm asking you to bring your friends, families, and communities into this movement. Because if we want to secure a more just and stable future, then today is only the beginning. Today is only the beginning, and we need everyone.
You want this question?
Thank you.
So the next speaker was a Latina activist. So let's hear her.
An environmentalist, feminist, mother of three children, and a political asylum seeker in this country. Please welcome her to the stage.
Muy buenas a todos y todas.
Welcome.
Es emocionante compartir con ustedes este momento donde la mayor parte de los presentes, de los y las presentes, son jóvenes.
It is thrilling to be here with you and to see so many young people participating in this great movement.
Estoy emocionada porque ustedes generan una energía. Y esa energía de esperanza, de fuerza y de libertad.
I am thrilled to be here because you generate an energy of hope and excitement that keeps us going.
So then, after that, I bumped into Professor Nathan Phillips, who does fantastic work on tracking methane emissions and fugitive methane emissions in the Boston area. And he and I got into a little discussion about an idea that he has had recently that basically is an attempt to find a better way to manage the leaks, methane leaks from the existing infrastructure that's already underground here in the Boston area. If you have any, if you want a concrete example, think Merrimack Valley, where everything blew up just about this time last year. Anyway, let's listen to that discussion.
Tell me what the idea is that you were just saying.
Right. So we have a problem with the gas leaks, our old aging infrastructure. And an idea came to me just recently because we're in a time when people are talking about nationalizing the utilities or going public with the utilities. And I think gas utilities have a very unique opportunity to solve a big problem, which is the problem of coordination of our utilities. So I see it over and over. We pave brand new paving over leaking pipelines. Or gas leaks are fixed, but the leaking water gas main is left alone. Or a tree is planted into an active gas leak. So the ecosystem ecology, the infrastructure ecology is all messed up. And one of the big reasons that it's all messed up is you've got the utilities who got their mind on some things, you got your cities who are got their minds on other responsibilities, and they're not coordinated. Now, I can guarantee you, if a city owned the pipeline network under its streets, you would not have new paving.
Uncoordinated.
Yes.
Actions.
You would not have uncoordinated actions if the city owned the pipelines under its streets, or if an employee-owned company owned in that city the pipelines under the streets. So this is a left, right, middle thing, you know, in terms of a business model. But we need to get our infrastructure synced up and coordinated. And local ownership is one real good way to do that and save a bunch of money.
But the core of the idea is the guy, the DPW that wants to fix the water should call the gas people and they can both fix the same leaks when they dig one hole, fix two things, right?
Yeah, so that gas company, the question is, who is that? Right. Because right now, I hear over and over again how cities will say, oh yeah, we meet with the gas company all the time, we've got this great communication line. Well, if that's true, how come I still see in my own town, I just saw it last month, Washington Street in front of Newton Wellesley Hospital, big stretch of four lanes of brand new paving, leaking cast iron gas pipelines underneath that new paving.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not, whatever they're doing, it's not working.
Interesting.
And
interesting.
Either municipal ownership or an employee-owned company at the municipal scale starts to give us the kind of... The scales are matched in terms of the infrastructure.
But what you think is an infrastructure company that essentially owns all of the stuff that's under the ground and therefore thinks about it in a cohesive, holistic way.
Yes, and it could be the city or it could be an employee-owned company that operates probably by some licensing agreement in that city.
Interesting. Well, I tell you what, I heard it here first.
What's great about living in Boston is that people like Nathan Phillips are the caliber of people you can bump into at a climate rally. Very interesting. The next gentleman I chatted with was all grown up, but he had a very young heart, and let's listen.
Okay.
I mean, what's your name?
Jim Rooney.
And what town are you from?
Quincy.
Quincy. So... you're older than I am, and I'm retired. So tell me, at a youth rally, a school strike for climate, how come you're here?
Well, to show people that you're never too old to get involved in a good cause. And I want a livable life from future generations. You know, it's not about the almighty dollar. And the scientists say that we're not going to be around long. And they're being modest in what they're saying. So we got to start now in doing this stuff. I stand out in Quincy sometime.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The sign.
What does the sign say? Stop global warming, save the world for our children.
Yes.
That's great. That's great. And you do that with what? Sustainable South Shore? I mean, Quincy can?
Yeah, I just use the same words as this.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
And, I usually create a little contact by waving.
Yeah.
If I just stand there, I don't get much involvement.
Right.
But
when you
wave, I'm there, I might as well make the best of it.
Well, it's great to see you here. Thank you very much.
You're
for
welcome.
Chatting.
So after that, I wandered over to the booth for the Sunrise Movement. And, of course, the Sunrise Movement is at the core of most of this, right? Sunrise Movement drives the Green New Deal, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, we had a chat with several young activists there.
Thank you.
Hey,
it's getting noisy again, but I'm here at the Sunrise Movement booth. And what's your name?
Felipe.
Felipe?
Laura.
Laura?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. And so the question is, how's it going? Are you happy?
Yeah, we're really excited to see such amazing turnout. Uh-huh. And it feels like all the work we've been doing for the past year or more is finally really coming together. And it's really amazing to see so many people energized and so many young people energized about protecting the climate.
That's great. I mean, I would say in response, I walked around, there's a lot of people with gray hair here also.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is remarkable that organized by kids.
Yeah, definitely.
So what, are you in school? Are you taking a gap year? Are you in high school, college? What are you doing?
So I'm actually in my 30s, and I work as a dog walker. And and within Sunrise, Felipe and I are actually co-leading the community team.
Uh-huh.
So we plan the social events for Sunrise people to get to bond with each other and basically build up our relationships in between the actions that we do.
Super.
I'm 3 years out of college, so I'm working now as well. So honestly, for this, I'm really just proud of all the high schoolers that put in the amount of work that they did, because I personally have not actually done that much for this strike. I'm just happy to see everyone that's here because of the work that all the high schoolers really did.
Yeah. But you guys have, I see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 12, 15, 20 people with Sunrise shirts on. Are you getting many people to sign up?
Oh, yeah. We got people registering to vote. We got folks that are actually just signing up for Sunrise as well. I think we got a lot of interest in our cause.
So what's the follow-through after this event today? Is it next Friday you do it again, or is it...
So it's not every Friday, but we do have another strike planned for November.
Okay.
And we also have a few more Sunrise events coming up. We just had a hub meeting last week. We're having a community team meeting and a fall food potluck next week.
Where can people find out what the event is? Or what's the website?
Our Facebook page, Sunrise Movement Boston. You can find all the details there.
Super. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to chat. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So after that, the crowd began to march up Tremont Street. If you're familiar with Boston, City Hall Plaza, you can go up Tremont Street, you get to Park Station, and you can walk up to the State House. That's the route we followed. And I'll give you some sound from that march as we say farewell. I hope you enjoyed this virtual participation in the climate strike. Bye-bye.
Very cool.